Good morning. It's Friday, July 23rd. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Four people are hurt after two separate shootings in Northeast Portland last night. Police say the first happened at the Venture Inn Tavern near Northeast 139th and Sandy. Three people were hurt, with one person suffering potentially life-threatening injuries. All were taken to the hospital. The second scene at Northeast 60th and Killingsworth, authorities say one man was shot in his foot. He was not taken to a hospital. No arrests have been made in either shootings. The cases are still under investigation. Portland is kicking off a weekend to celebrate the revitalization and reopening of the downtown district. The Welcome Back to the Heart of Portland event will feature free concerts, a pop-up market, and a light display. However, some downtown business owners have raised safety concerns, especially after last weekend's shooting. Mayor Ted Wheeler says there's a lot of work to do, but that safety in downtown is a top priority. Crews say high humidity and lower wind speeds are helping them as they work to contain the Bootleg fire. It's grown to nearly 400,000 acres in size, but the rate of that growth has slowed down significantly in recent days. Crews say the fire is now 40% contained. This morning, bulldozers continue to dig around the fire lines while helicopters drop water from the air. While the Delta variant is leading to a surge in hospitalizations across the country, health officials say they are seeing an uptick in vaccinations in states with low vaccination rates. The CDC still says that fully vaccinated people can go without masks in most indoor settings. The agency says Americans who have not received COVID-19 shots still need to wear a face covering. Thousands of major websites are back online this morning after a widespread outage. The glitch took down nearly 24,000 websites yesterday, including big companies like FedEx, Amazon, and Google. The interruption was apparently triggered by a bug at Acoma, which hosts websites on its network platform. The company says it installed a fix, and it was not the result of a cyber attack. After a year of delays, the Tokyo Olympics are underway. The opening ceremony began this morning inside a largely empty stadium. This year's games will feature 33 sports and more than 11,000 athletes from around 200 countries, all taking place under the cloud of the coronavirus pandemic. We're looking at a sunny weekend with highs in the mid to upper 80s around the metro. You can find more of an in-depth breakdown of our weekend forecast and lots of great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite pod. Talk to you Monday.